Hi, I'm John Byrne, executive editor of Business Week. Welcome to our podcast of Behind This Week's Cover Story, our series that gets inside the making of this issue's major story. You just heard Huey Lewis in the news with I Want a New Drug. And this week, we're taking a hard look at the world's best-selling drugs, cholesterol-lowering medications called statins. Our cover shows the top blockbuster statin, Pfizer's Lipitor, and asks the question, a very provocative one at that, do you really need this drug? The story explains that for most people, the answer is probably no. Yes, statins like Lipitor do have modest benefits for people who already had heart attacks or have other symptoms of heart disease. But the majority of patients, especially those who don't have a lot of risk factors like smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, and being overweight, are unlikely to get much out of taking the drugs. By some calculations, 200 to 250 people have to take statins for years to prevent just one heart attack. And overall, clinical trials show that the drugs don't reduce either death or serious illness. Senior correspondent John Carey brought us this story. John, welcome.
Hi, John.
Okay, so how did you get started on this one?
Well, we've been thinking about this for some time because I think most people don't realize that one of the dirty little secrets about medicine is that most drugs actually work only in a minority of people. And we tackled this a little bit when we looked at medical procedures showing that a lot of things people think save lives aren't as good as they think. We thought about moving forward to drugs, and then that got a boost when there was a diabetes drug that was shown to increase risk of heart attacks, but the untold story of that particular one was that it really didn't have any benefit either. And so we began to think about a story that looked at drugs and realized that perhaps the biggest story was in the cholesterol-lowering drugs because these are the biggest selling drugs in the world.
So you plunged in without really knowing what the final answer would be, right? Were you surprised by what you found?
Yes, I was surprised because statins are the one example of drugs, these statins like Lipitor, that we know that there are some benefits. And so going in, I realized that it might be a very difficult story, that in fact might find out that these are great drugs and that everyone should be taking them, as some people have suggested. And so it was a surprise to find out that the doubts about the need to lower cholesterol in the first place and doubts about the drugs themselves really go back to the beginning of all this and haven't been resolved and in some cases are growing.
Now, just last night, I was having dinner with a longtime executive in the pharmaceutical business. I told him that my cholesterol, total cholesterol, is like 220, 230. I have high blood pressure. I'm taking a beta blocker. And my dad had several heart attacks. He looked at me and said, "Aren't you on a statin? You really should be." What do you think?
I think it's a difficult question because, as we've been talking, statins are shown to have some benefit, but the benefits are in those people who already have existing heart disease or who have had a heart attack or who have very, very high risk factors, like a family history, like high blood pressure, like diabetes, being not physically fit. And so in those particular cases, the new conclusion from people looking at the evidence is that we maybe shouldn't really care about cholesterol so much, but think about those other risk factors. And the bigger they are, in other words, if you have heart disease or very high risk for heart disease, then a statin might be appropriate. But if the only thing is that your cholesterol is high, then that probably isn't worth worrying about.
So how come so many people are on statins? By some counts, it's up to like 13 million in North America alone, right?
I think this is a classic case, and we quote people in the story saying so, of a good drug that's pushed to an extreme. One sees this across the board because these drugs make so much money for the industry that obviously if you can get more people taking them, it's a big benefit to the bottom line, better for shareholders and all the kinds of good things we like about capitalism. But the problem is that in marketing the drugs to a bigger population, almost by definition, these are people who get less benefit from the initial target group, those who have heart disease. And so we have a very aggressive push by the industry and by doctors themselves who believe in cholesterol lowering to get many, many more people on these drugs than I personally believe is indicated.
In fact, the cholesterol hurdles for the general belief that you need a statin have been lowered again and again, right?
Yeah, each time new guidelines come out, they lower the target number for which people's cholesterol should be. And that means, in many cases, that you can't get there with one drug, and so people are being put on two or three drugs, which for the critics of this is downright scary, because these drugs do have side effects, and nobody knows what the long-term effects might be if you take them for 20, 30 years.
Well, why are the recommendations coming out for ever lower levels of cholesterol that are seemingly acceptable to a physician, when in fact there's weak evidence that statins really are having much impact?
Well, a cynic would say that the one reason why those guidelines were so strong is because 9 of the 10 people on the panel had strong industry ties. I think also the whole idea that we have this marker called cholesterol that we just have to lower has sort of seeped into the consciousness so much that people believe it without realizing that the evidence isn't as strong as they think. We've seen this happen before with things like hormone replacement therapy, where everyone knew that it reduced heart disease risk in women, and when the trial was actually done, it showed actually the opposite. And so these things become conventional wisdom without the firm evidence to back them up.
And what do they cost?
If you're buying Lipitor, it could cost you about $1,000 a year. There are generics available, and Lipitor will become generic, so these costs will go down depending on what kind of drug you take.
Now, is this a case of placebos actually being as effective or more effective, or not really?
This is probably not one of those cases. You see that more in things like antidepressant drugs, where in many cases it's hard even to do a clinical trial because the placebo has as great effect as the drug itself. In this particular case, it's just not clear, again, that lowering cholesterol, if you don't have high risk factors for heart disease, does that much good.
So, John, I imagine that the case was not completely black and white, which makes me think that this is quite a hard story for you to write.
The difficulty was in hitting exactly the right balance. It's a very nuanced story. We don't want to come out and say you shouldn't even think about cholesterol at all or that these drugs are completely worthless, because that's not the case. In fact, the story is a bit more gray, but I think it is clear that the drugs work a lot less well than most people expect, and that probably too many people are taking them.
So what do you think the bottom line implications for the story are?
I think there's a sort of a positive message to come out of this, and one is that if you have fewer risk factors, especially if you eat a good diet and are reasonably physically fit, then you probably don't have to worry that much about your cholesterol. And if you have some risk factors, there are some very positive things that you can do without going on these drugs. Again, better lifestyle, better diet, and that sort of thing. And then if you do need...
John, there's no fun in that, John. If I want to go out and eat steak and sit on my sofa and watch a football game, shouldn't I be able to do that and just pop a statin?
Well, I think that's the great American way and why we've gotten into this predicament, that people expect that a pill will solve their problems when there are better, if perhaps more difficult, ways to do it.
Now, John, you know as well as I that what's going to happen here is people are going to read your story, they're going to have a vigorous debate about it, and ultimately, patients are going to return to their doctors and they're going to say, hey, I read in Business Week that this pill that you're making me take that's costing me $1,000 a year doesn't really have much benefit. Shouldn't I stop taking it? And what are the doctors likely going to tell them?
I think a lot of doctors will say that Business Week is completely wrong. Others might actually start to think a little bit and realize that perhaps their knee-jerk reaction of prescribing this drug based upon a number in your blood cholesterol, may not be the smartest thing to do.
Now, I have to tell our readers that and our listeners here that John would be the last person I could ever imagine taking a statin. He is in great health, thin, tall. He probably runs 3-4 miles a day. Am I right?
Actually, I bicycle about 5,000 miles a year, but that's a different exercise.
Statin-free, probably because of that bicycle riding, but maybe because you've also done a little bit of research on this topic.
I think if there's a take-home lesson, it's that one should just be more skeptical in general about the things that we are told we need to do based upon drug company advertising and the healthcare system. that a lot of these things are a lot grayer than we're led to expect.
John, thanks for a great story.
Thank you, John.
I think Huey Lewis had it right. I want a new drug, but one that won't make me sick, one that won't make me crash my car or make me feel free.